Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty funky. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the third Tuesday of the month. Simon, introduce us, buddy.
Well, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm.
Love
this topic. This topic is going to be very interesting. And if anyone wants to join, give us a call.
That's it. Give us a call at 424-243-9540, and we're going to talk about, we're going to get away from COVID. We're going to get away from, oh my goodness, all of this. I mean, especially here in Canada, in Ontario, where we're calling, where we're a start, we're doing the show from. We're still really, really what we're called the gray zone. We're still locked down until June 2nd, and our numbers are going down, but it's still, we're still in the middle of it. But we're going to get away from COVID and try not to talk too much about it. And talk more about the summer and summer memories, because summer's coming, and summer is typically a time where you sort of do more things, or and you have, I'm sure you have memories from your high school, your childhood days of going on adventures with your family. So we want to hear all about your adventures. We want to hear about the things you did as a kid, things you now do, maybe the trip you're planning, maybe not this summer because it's still pretty COVID-y, but maybe next summer, or maybe the dream vacation you've always wanted to have. So me and Simon are going to talk all about it. We have some people we're going to call. But this is really an opportunity for you guys to call us. And again, the number is 424-243-9540. And a free Big Mac for anyone who calls. No, I'm just joking. I'm not going to give you a Big Mac. Deliver it to you. It'd be cold and nasty. And is this, I don't know, McDonald's anymore, Simon?
Well, if you want to know my summers, my summers were like... pretty busy. I did a lot of volunteering work through the summer off and on.
Did you?
And that's basically what I've done and that I did all
nice.
all through school. I even went to summer school to get sufficient marks to go into college or try to get into university.
So you worked hard.
Summer.
But Simon, all work and no play makes Simon not as much of a, you know, not, well, the excitement isn't in that. What trips did you go to as a kid? Is there a memorable trip that you went on?
Trips that I've went on? School-wise, I went to Center Island a few times.
Okay.
I went to Center Island a few times. It was fun. Gone on some of the Center Island rides. They're pretty fun.
Yeah. Did you ever go?
If I was able to go, I would still go and have some fun.
Well, nothing. I mean, you know, you can go to Center Island. Center Island, for those of you that don't know, is sort of we are just off Lake Ontario, and Center Island's a little island that is about that you can only get to with a ferry. The ferry ride is about 15, 20 minutes, and I think it's the most popular like touristy spot in Toronto, and it's really cool. You go there, and there's a little amusement park there, and then there's a really cool farm. And a lighthouse. We have a lighthouse there that is the third oldest building in Toronto. I think it was built in 1804 or something. So pretty cool. Center Island, love it. Did you ever go camping as a kid?
No. If I did, was more into my teenage years and If I'm sleeping out of the house, I can't really sleep. I stay up all through the night.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I'm not a camping person.
I hear you. I wasn't really a camping person until last year. Was the first year we went on a whole bunch of camping trips. It was COVID last year, so we couldn't do vacations, and I loved it, man. The only issue is we have to take the dog, so sometimes the dog sort of weighs you down. But she actually did really good. I was really worried she was going to burst through the tent when she smelled a raccoon or something. But she was really good, actually, to be honest. So I liked camping. Place that you'd like to go. Is there a place that you'd like to visit? Like on your...
Places to visit?
Mm-hmm.
The only place I went once, and I don't know the age or when, last time I went, it was like over the border to maybe walk around in Buffalo or just close to Buffalo.
Right. Used to be. I had friends that used to go across the border to do shopping and things. So my sense is that it's not quite the deal it used to be. It costs more. The gas to get there costs more than the savings you're making, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of cool.
I went across the border to go to the Niagara Falls on the Buffalo side of the border.
Nice.
See what the difference would be.
Do you remember if you liked the American side or the Canadian side better?
The Canadian side, you can see the falls better than what you can see in the American side that I think of.
Interesting. I agree. I think the Canadian side is actually quite a bit nicer. Nothing against the Americans or the American side, but in that one particular instance, most of the nice views are from the Canadian side. Okay, Niagara Falls is good. You went to Buffalo. I know that you took a trip to Portugal, I think, or Italy. Which one?
I
must have been as a young kid. Am I messing that up?
I never left Ontario when I came from Portugal. I came to from Portugal. I was not even 3 years old when I came.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's I got mixed up. I thought you had gone there after that, but you haven't gone back since you were three.
No, in my case. I'll never put my feet on over there.
No,
over there,
you're worried about.
There's actually nothing there for me because I didn't grow up there. I grew up over here.
I hear you, buddy. I feel the same way about Israel because I was born in Israel, and then when I was very young, I moved here. And now I've gone back a few times because I have family there. My dad lives there. But I always feel like I go there and I feel like a stranger in a country that should be my home. And that's a really crappy feeling because you want to feel like you belong. So at least, you know, I've lived in Toronto so long that at least I feel like I belong here. And it's hard because you go, I go there. I don't really speak Hebrew and I really don't read it. And you forget, if you can't read it, it's so hard to get along, to get around. You know, everything looks like everything's hard. Everything's hard. So I can understand that, and I can understand that you feel like you don't have anything there. Although...
No, Dave,
yeah.
I'll never put my feet there at all.
Uh-huh.
Even if I have... even if I was... my family is from there.
Uh-huh.
Ontario is where I was raised, where I went to school. I'm more comfortable over here than going back over there. I do have family there, but I don't even know what it's like over there.
Interesting. Yeah, well, it'd be different. I mean, it wouldn't be like going to like India, which I think is really different, but it would definitely be different. I mean, the language is different. You'd be speaking Portuguese. Everything is much older there. I don't even want to speculate on what else would be different, but you're right. It would be very different. Do you think Canada is the greatest country that ever in the world?
From the way I look at it, Canada is basically my world. It's basically where I'm more comfortable. I know how to get around certain places. I can find certain places with the back of my hand. I find my places over here much easier than I would go back to where my parents were grown up. I'll never know what it's like over there because I never went. And I probably would never ever step my feet over there.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to call it. I know mostly we have American listeners, if there's anybody listening, but I'm going to say Canada's the best country. And I will happily hear the counter argument for anyone who wants to pick another country that's the best country. And you guess you can call in 424-243-9540. Tell us why your country is the best country in the world. But mostly we're going to talk about summer vacations, what we did in the summer. Let's call our first buddy. Let's call Mirko and see if he is up for the challenge of talking to us on the Simon and Dave Show. All right, here we go. Let's see if he's on.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Mirko Glenn.
Well, he's not there. I think I just hung up on Simon as well. Aren't I doing great? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have issues with Canada. There's a lot of things that, you know, nothing is perfect. But overall, you give me Canada any day. People are friendly. Sometimes they're maybe, you know, they'll maybe say stuff to your behind your back. But for the most part, it's a beautiful country. The weather's not great, but I think we have our heads on right when it comes to taking care of everybody, all the marginalized, you know, populations, and making sure that everybody is has the basic necessities. I think we do a really good job of that, and I think that, you know, it's just there's freedom, and there's, you know, it's just nice. People are nice, you know, and so it's really. I'm going to call
Hello?
Simon. Sorry about that, buddy. I thought I was hanging up at the other line, and I hung up on you. So, how's it going? How's it going in the 30 seconds since I talked to you last?
Hello?
It's okay, my man.
It's okay. It's okay, Pobet.
Hey, I'm working.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Is that... Mrs. Aruda, how are you? Well, I know how to make them hang up, I guess. Where do you think? I wonder what your mom would say is the best. Wonder what she would say is the best place that she's ever lived.
In my case, she's in the same boat as me. She won't. She won't go back.
No.
No.
But she was, I mean, she grew up, she born in Portugal?
Yeah, she was.
She, yeah. What year, do you remember what year she was born?
April, January, February, March 28 or 29, I'm not too sure.
Well, March 28th, 29th. That's kind of interesting. Everyone in my family was born in April. My mother-in-law, my sister, my two kids, my niece, my grandmother, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're both, like, everyone's born in April. It's crazy. All right, let's give.
Even you?
No, I was born in January. I get my own. It's kind of a sad month to be born in. Eh? I was born. My birthday is January 21st. So not that, like, you know, kind of past Christmas and you know, it's in the dead of the winter, which is an issue in Toronto or in Canada. But everyone else in my family, they're all born in April. No, pretty much everybody else. I'm going to call Rose and see what she's got to say.
Hello?
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Hi, Simon. I'm okay.
Hi, Rose.
Well, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. What is your best memory when you were a kid when you went to do things in the summer?
Let's see. The best memory? That's hard to pinpoint it. I always had tons of fun in the summer as a kid.
Where did you grow up in the summer? Like, I know you were in Florida for a bit, but do you remember where you grew up?
Well, yeah, I spent my early childhood until around 10 years old in Toronto. And then I was in Florida, in Orlando, from around 11 to about 21.
Okay.
So, and then I've been back in Toronto since then.
So I guess piggybacking on Simon's question, Simon, I guess, do you have a favorite trip that you went on with your family? Do you have a favorite activity that you used to do in the summer?
Let's see. When I lived in Florida, I loved going to the beaches. That was always so much fun. It's not like going to Lake Ontario. an ocean beach is so unlike just a lake, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
so much nicer and everything.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever go on any, like, road trips, or did you ever go on, like, larger, longer family vacations? Did you ever go to, let's say, Europe or Asia?
No, we went to Jamaica.
Okay.
So that was for about 3 weeks. That was pretty good. I think I was 8 then. So yeah.
Do you have like amazing memories of those trips or?
Well, partly because of all the pictures we took.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some good memories. And I always remember the one trip in Jamaica, because there's these falls called the Thames River Falls, where
right.
people can climb the falls. And, of course, I wasn't allowed to because I was just a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun to at least go and see all these people going up the falls and everything.
That's so cool.
It was really neat, yeah.
Is there anywhere that you want to go to now? Like, is there a place you want to visit?
I would love to go to Europe. Because I've always wanted to go, and I've never been. I've only ever left the time zone, the Eastern time zone. I've left
right.
it once. That was it.
And
you
go?
I've got to do that again, to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, I remember you went to Vancouver.
That was a few years ago. Yeah, I went for a whole month.
I know. Yeah, I can't believe that was the only time you ever left the time zone. That's That's cool.
Actually, I left time zone one other time, and it was just long enough to cross it, you know, like spend the day having lunch across the border or something like that. I don't remember.
That's
but,
so good.
Yeah.
Now, if you went to Europe, what city or what countries would you like to visit in Europe?
I would love to go to France because I learned so much about France when I was in high school.
Oh, you even say France. You don't say France. You're saying France. I like it.
I didn't notice that. And England would be fun. I guess just typical tourist places. But then,
so,
you know, some back places that people don't know about, they're always really interesting. So maybe those unknown places would be good as well.
I 100% agree with you. I mean, and you know, Amanda and myself and the kids will go for drives, and you just don't know, even though it's a drive in the city, we leave the city, but even though it's a drive in southern Ontario, there's still all these places you don't even know exist. And you can just drive.
Right.
And then you find it, and it's like a discovery. It's so cool. So I agree on
that. Yeah.
I love, and I've never been to France, but I was in England.
Yeah.
And I liked England. And Amanda, my wife, Paris is her favorite, like one of her favorite cities in the world. She says it's so beautiful. So that'd be nice.
I would love to go. It's one of my dreams to go to Paris.
And don't you find, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking for everybody, but because we've been locked down for so long, I just feel that minute we get unlocked, the minute they say, you know, that you can go and the borders are open and the airports are open and things are back to quasi-normal, I just feel like I want to visit the world. I feel like maybe
yes.
I'm making up for lost time, or maybe it's just I realize how much I miss. I mean, I realize how much I miss hugging people, and I realize how much I miss going to restaurants, but I also miss just the ability to do what you want and go where you want to go.
Yes, this isolation is just the pits, you know?
Yeah. So I think in a way, it might really work in a positive way, because once it's finished, we're going to go, what the heck? I'm not waiting to do tomorrow what I could do today, because
exactly.
You know, I feel that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right?
Exactly. You know, I mean, who knows what will happen? And I think I have a real sense of that. And I don't know if that's COVID or getting a bit older and you realize, you know, time is finite. But I just know that when this thing's done, I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know if I'm going to Jamaica or Paris or, you know, Mississauga, which is like very close to Toronto. But I want to go. I want to travel.
You just want to get out.
Just get out. That's right. Now, back to the summers. I was asking Simon, were you kind of a camping? Did your family go camping at all?
All the time.
Did you?
We went camping. We even owned a camper, like one of those ones that you attach to the back of your car.
Right.
And you pop up and it makes like a little tent thing, but it's like a trailer.
That's so cool. Does it have like the washroom? Does it have one of those washrooms, or did you have to go find somewhere to use a washroom?
Oh, we had to go find somewhere to use a washroom.
Okay. Well, that's probably better. I don't know if I'd want to be cleaning that up.
I'd rather get one of those ones you can drive around.
Oh, like the RVs? That'd be fun.
Yeah, the RV campers.
Sounds like that.
Wouldn't that be like the dream? Just getting in a camper with friends, and obviously having someone who can drive you. Well, Christopher Van can drive. And then just going. Uh-huh. I don't know. It's so freeing. I think it's such a liberating experience, and I've been thinking lately about, you know, some of the I said I wouldn't talk about COVID, but I guess we're talking about COVID. But I was thinking about, like, this last year and a half or last 14 months has been tough, but out of it has come some really positive things. I mean, first of all, for me, I've been lucky because I've gotten to really spend quality time with my kids and my wife, because we're sort of stuck together. And right. Give me a thirst for traveling, which I think is really, really amazing. And then, I mean, there's been other things. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, this whole love it or hate it, we now are comfortable with stuff like Zoom and other virtual platforms that will
exactly.
allow us to connect with people. So it's really funny. Like, it's really, I don't know, it sounds really, it's really silly, but maybe it isn't, because I think one of the things I found working with adults with acquired brain injuries for all these years is it isn't, your reality is what you make of it. So you can, and you know, so some people go, oh my God, I had this horrible brain injury and I'm not what I used to be. And they really
right.
kind of go to the corner and can't get out of it. And then there's other people that say, okay, I mean, life has changed. I have more challenging areas, but I'm alive and this is my new life. And they're the
yeah.
ones that sort of, yeah. So you can sit there and go, oh, COVID knocked me down and it sucks and I'm never going to feel better about it. Or you can say, you know what, COVID's, but I have a thirst to travel and I learned things I didn't know how to do before. It's really,
right.
Life is really perception.
And you also know many ways in order to keep yourself safer. Now.
Yes, that's true.
You did before.
That's true. My God, now I think we're the best hand washers in the world, right?
I know. Oh,
everybody's had a lot of practice with their hand washing.
I don't know.
And even like wearing masks was hard at the beginning. I really had, I have some peers who are working in the residence and they're working every day with their mask on. I don't love them. And then you see people in the grocery stores that have to wear them. I don't have that situation, but I know that I used to have a really hard time wearing a mask for even like a few minutes. And now it's just become second nature. And sometimes I'm wearing a mask and I forget I'm wearing a mask. So.
Yeah. And sometimes if you don't have it on, sometimes you think, or if you do have it on, you think you already took it off or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
I love it. But I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, as much as I'm getting used to wearing a mask, I'm be the first one to take it off when they say I can. So.
Of course.
Yeah. So, okay, so you are, do you have, like, you have a sister.
Yeah.
Did you guys do a lot of fun things together in the summer? Were you guys close in the summer? Or, like, were you guys close when you were kids?
Oh, we were always close when we were kids, yes.
Yeah? Well, that's nice.
We're only 18 months apart. So, we were
right.
pretty
so she
close.
Was like your, so, especially in the summer when, the, you know, I think before you have a chance, before you're old enough to sort of make your own sort of, you know, high school friends and go out on your own, your siblings really are connected to you.
Your friends.
I was the oldest, and then my brother was 4 years younger, and my sister was about 10 years younger. Especially in those early days, so many memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, so let's sum up. So you're a big camper. You guys used to go on a pop up camper. Cool road trips, and then you have been out of the time zone. 1.5 times, but really to BC. How was British Columbia? Did you like that?
Oh, I loved it. It was so nice and it was beautiful. It was refreshing. It was just, you could breathe. It was pretty amazing.
Were you able to see the Rockies, the Rocky Mountains?
I think we passed by, I saw part of it.
Oh, nice! Yeah, it's beautiful. I've never been to BC, and everyone who's been there says it's the most beautiful. So beautiful.
It's so unlike Ontario, because it makes Ontario seem very very flat.
Wow.
And, yeah.
We are very very flat. Oh goodness! Anything you're watching these days you want to share with us that we can? Because I have nothing. I'm not watching anything. I can't find anything good to watch on TV, Netflix.
Oh, I'm not watching anything either.
Nothing. Well, if I find anything, I'll let you know.
Thanks.
How are you getting? Yeah, and how are you? So are you? How are you getting through the days?
Doing. I am being so careful on being the driver,
mm-hmm.
and I am. What else am I doing? I don't even know.
I know. Well, that's it. It's the days. The days just bleed into each other. You know, day after day,
yeah.
And I don't know. You, Simon. I guess I'll ask you as well. You guys find that the days are just going so fast and the weeks are going so fast? Like,
yeah, the year is moving like a little storm. Like, you don't even know where you're at the beginning of the year or the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so fast. It's so surreal. Like, you know, but, yeah, well, maybe it'll slow down and we get to walk around. And I think it's just, we're kind of doing the same things every day and they kind of bleed into each other and it speeds, I don't know if it speeds things up, but it'll be nice to be over with this thing. But,
goodness.
I think, yeah.
All I want to do is get to see all my friends and give them hugs.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. 100%. That's give my mom a freaking hug. I haven't hugged my mom in so long. It's ridiculous. But anyway. Roseanne, so thank you so much for letting us call you and sharing your summer memories. And I really, really hope you make it to France. And
thank you.
And then take a turn and go to Italy, because Italy's beautiful too. And
of course. It's the longest time over there. I might as well just make a whole tour of Europe, you know?
Yeah, man, that's exactly right. The hardest part is getting there. Once you're there, you might as well.
Yeah.
And you can do things like you can get a Euro pass and take the train. And there's cheaper hotels, there's hostels you can stay in. There's a way to make it a bit more affordable. Or you just have to, honestly, like I said before, I feel like you just have to do it. Because when I look back at my life, when I look back at the real memories I have, a lot of those memories aren't successes at work or presentations at school. The memories I have, the real special ones are my trip when I was in grade 10. My family went on a trip to Quebec and the drive.
Uh-huh.
And that, when with the kids, we went camping or we went to Disney World with Amanda's parents about 5 years ago. Those are the memories that stay. And like, so why am I, it's good to work. It's good to volunteer. It's good to, bring back to society. That's all really important. But it is, I think I've learned how important it is to just do things because do it. And like you said, don't wait until you don't know what's happening tomorrow. So do it now.
You don't put it off. If you can do it today, don't put it off. If you have to put it off just a little bit, that's okay. But try not to make it too long.
That's right. Well, Rose, I'm going to follow that advice. I'm going to see if we can get you to Paris. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Simon.
You too.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, Simon, I will ask again if anybody's interested in calling and telling us their favorite summer memories, places they've been, or want to argue why their country is better than Canada. I'll take that on. You can call. It's 424-243-9540, and we will take your call, and we'll chat with you, and it'll be wonderful. So, Simon, you want to ask me some questions about my memories of summer?
Yeah, so how did your summer go, Dave, when you were, 17, 18, or even maybe 6 or 7 or 2 years old, if you can go all the way to that era?
Well, thanks for asking. My family didn't really do a lot of camping, but I remember when I was 4, it was the one time I remember us going camping. I have no real memories of it, but I don't think my mom wasn't much of a camper, so we didn't do a lot of camping. We would go usually, especially when I was like, until I was about eight or nine. Well, until I was about eight, we lived in Israel. So I didn't do a lot of, I don't remember a lot of going touristy stuff. But when we came to North America, we tended to go on like one trip a summer. And often it was my dad finding a way to find work at a place. And then he would sort of, I remember we had this one trip when I was in grade five or six, the summer of grade five or six. And we went to Mexico, which I thought was amazing. But my dad worked the whole week or two that we were there. But me and my brother and my sister was very young at the time. And my mom, they got us a driver and they drove us around. And it was amazing because I don't know if you know, but like Mexico has the most amazing pyramids. And so we saw some of that and we saw some amazing architecture and these big, amazing churches. Now, it was also the first time I ever saw real poverty in Mexico. When I grew up in, fairly modern cities, and Mexico City is fairly modern, but it was the first time that I saw, like, people, like, sleeping on the streets, families sleeping on the streets, not because they had a bad day, but because that's kind of where their home was. And that kind of blew me away. And seeing the people that don't have anything giving whatever they have to the church, that kind of confused me a little bit. But I love Mexico. I was lucky. I was the only one that didn't get sick. Everyone else in my family drank the water, and I guess I didn't because I didn't get sick. But Mexico was really good. And then we went on little trips. A lot of my memories of the summer, especially like grade 6, 7, 8, had a lot to do with the beach, like Lake Ontario, and we lived not too far from there. So going down there and spending, or going to the pool, or riding my bike. Riding bikes was a big deal. Or playing football with friends in the park. It's funny, those are the memories you have. And then there were a couple of trips. I went to Israel a couple times to visit my family in the summers. And so a lot of that kind of stuff. And then in high school, I went on a few road trips with friends. But high school was a lot of working in the summer or going to summer school. I did that sometimes. Like you, Simon, I tried to catch up on things I'd lost or didn't do so well the first time around. And now the summers for me are all about, it's trying to make memories for me and trying to make memories for the kids. And I don't know if you ever find, Simon, that sometimes you'll do something and it'll be okay. But then when you think about it, after you've done it, like a few weeks after or a few months after, you kind of remember it in like this really amazing way, like, oh, wasn't that the best time ever? So I'm conscious of that. I'm conscious of making memories because memories are what stay with us, right? Some people obviously can't remember everything, but it's memories. Sometimes it's not even the memory. Like it's the feeling of the memory that stays with you. And, oh, that was fun times, So I'm really conscious of making memories for the kids and being part of the memories. And I think Rose made a good point. Take as many pictures as you can because you'll forget. And then to have the pictures is pretty amazing. And Simon, do you have a lot of pictures of when you were a kid, like when you were like a young, young boy?
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of them was me wearing glasses and people name calling me professor or someone that you're wearing glasses, you're gonna be sort of a nobody type of thing.
I mean, that's a hard feeling to have. Oh, I know. Life's hard, eh? Sometimes life slaps you in the face. But, I'm excited. We're going to call Amanda in a minute, and we'll talk to her about her summer memories. But I'm excited. This show, I don't know if it's all across North America, but in June, we celebrate Brain Injury Awareness Month. It's a month that we celebrate, advocacy and talking about brain injury. So next month our show is going to be loaded to the brim. We've already started to plan it. So if you are listening to this and going, I would like to watch listen to these guys do another episode. We'll be back the third Tuesday of the month, and it is going to be an episode devoted to people's stories of living with a brain injury, you know, some inspirational stories, some stories we hope will help you get through your tough times, some stories that you can relate to, so you don't, you know, they say every brain injury is different, but there are some commonalities with brain injury. So we will we'll talk about that next month. And this month we are going to call Amanda and see. For Simon, you can interview Amanda and ask her what's you know, what her favorite summer memories are as a child. Let me just get the number. All right. Yes, I know another number. Another thing that I did that reminds me of summer is playing baseball. Running as a guy in grade, you know, grade 6 or grade 7, at 9 o'clock curfew, and it's very much in my head, running as fast as I could to get home by 9 o'clock.
For me, it was playing baseball in high school, and someone gave me a pitch. I don't know what kind of pitch, and I got the ball. I hit it, and it ended up in the principal's office.
What? That's an amazing hit. That's great. Oh, that's a great memory. You remember that feeling of smacking the ball, and you run? Did you get a home run?
Yeah, that was a hit that left the field.
That's amazing. Ah, good for you. I still, you know what, Simon, I still remember certain plays when I played high school football a little bit, and then I also played, you know, just played regular pickup and played for a couple of baseball teams. And I remember some of my favorite, like when you hit that ball, or you score a touchdown, or you make the basket in basketball, those memories stay with you, man. That's so much fun. I'm happy you had that experience.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I would like to be. I would always like to be, I don't know, maybe a baseball player or a hockey player if I was able to skate, you know.
Well, I always wanted to be the next. I always wanted to start the next Beatles, but I'm gonna take a wild guess and say that I may be too old for that.
And I also wanted to get into wrestling. I wanted to become
a
wrestler.
You've got to watch a movie called Peanut Butter Falcon. It's all about a guy who has dreams of becoming a wrestler, and he goes on this big adventure. And it is it was a year ago that we watched it, and it's probably my favorite movie from the last 5 years. It's it might be on Crave or it might be on Netflix. I'm not sure. But if anyone's listening, the Peanut Butter Falcon. Most of you that are listening that know me already know that. That was one of my favorite movies. All right, Simon, it's time for you to take over here. You're going to interview Amanda, and I'll...
Okay, give her a call.
I will call her.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to pick your brain today.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. What was your best memory when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I think it was probably spending time with my family on the weekends going for picnics. My folks would take us pretty much anywhere for a picnic, so... It took quite a few years before they found their favorite spot, and then we went there pretty much every weekend until we all kind of grew out of it.
I have to ask, what was the spot?
We went to Bruce's Mill in Stouffville. So back then they had like the river kind of ran through the mill, so they had it sectioned off as a swimming area, but now I guess they've redirected the water, so it's all dried up, which is kind of sad. It's still a nice place to go.
Beautiful. And
did you ever Did you ever think of becoming an actress or a movie star when you were young?
All the time. I was convinced I would have an Oscar by now. Even though I have absolutely no ability to act whatsoever. Yeah. And you know what? I think at one point I thought for sure I'd be in a rock band and winning Grammys. But
I love it.
Yeah.
What instrument were you going to play? Or did they even get that far? Or you going to be
I didn't get that far. I think I was going to be a singer, but don't ask me to sing because you'll regret it.
Nah, it's all good. So that's really cool that you guys went. So you go camping. So in the first few years, you would just sort of drive blindly and just reach somewhere and go for a picnic there? Or did you say, or would you guys have a plan beforehand?
I'm guessing my folks had a plan. A lot of times it had to do with meeting up with other, like, extended family as well. So we'd go pretty much anywhere, meet up with them in their neighborhood, whatever was around there. And usually there was some sort of water element so that we could splash in the, you know, splash pads or water or whatever the case might be. Yeah.
Now, did you guys go on larger trips? Did you go on any, longer summer trips with your family? Do you guys go camping or driving to the country or go to other parts of the world?
We didn't do too much outside of Ontario, but I remember like trips to Kingston, and I think my aunt and uncle had a trailer out by the sandbanks, so we went there a few times. And it's interesting. There's a group that I run in our question of the week last week was, what was your favorite family car?
And so
the one that I picked was our red station wagon. Like it was some sort of Dodge of some sort. I don't know. Something or Chrysler. I don't know. I think the reason that one's my favorite is because that's the one I associate with all of these trips all over the place to hang out, picnic, and drive home.
Oh, my favorite car, since you asked, and then Simon, if you want to think about it, my favorite car was, it was also a station wagon. When we came from Israel to Kansas. My dad went to school in Kansas for the first 2 years that I lived in North America. So when I was like 8 or 9 or 10 years old, and we had, we didn't have a lot of money. And my dad sort of just was either gifted or found I think it was a Ford, but it was a station wagon as well. I remember it being blue. And it was just, and I remember, and this is how old I am. I remember me and my brother in the back of the station wagon playing with our Fisher-Price toys, no regard for any sort of safety. And listening, I remember that song by Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life?
Yep.
You Light Up My Life. I remember listening to that on the radio and having my ear to the floor of the car or whatever in the back, and hearing the wheel move, and just, I don't know, thinking it's a feeling. I think back at it and I can't believe it was 40 years ago. Like, it just blows my mind. That blue station wagon, that was my favorite. And we went on road trips. My dad's best, we were living in Kansas. My dad's best friend and our best family friends lived in St. Catharines. So I remember road trips driving into the, you know, and my sister who was just born, my brother would sort of be in the back of the station wagon with all the luggage and stuff. And then my sister was in a little crib in the back seats. And sliding back and forth in the crib. Yeah, it was just wild.
And how long, what's the distance between, like, hours-wise between Kansas and St. Catharines?
Great question. I think if you drove it straight, I think it would probably be about 20 hours.
Wow.
And my dad was one of those guys that would just be like, you better pee before we leave because we ain't stopping. we would normally stop somewhere like around halfway through St. Catharines.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I don't know. I mean, I was talking to Simon about this earlier. Because when I think back about it, I remember it in such a romantic way. I remember, like I say, I remember playing with Fisher-Price, and I remember just listening to music and just feeling like it was like this adventure and we were free. But you kind of forget the the other 19 and a half hours, which were just sheer boredom. Kind of funny with life like that. Like, we were talking about that too. We were talking to Roseanne, and we were reminiscing and going, sometimes you have these like family trips or kind of adventures, and you remember the good parts and you forget about the crappy parts. And it kind of, it's cool, like how life is like that sometimes, right?
Yeah. And I think it's the perspective of kids, right? Like I don't remember all of the effort that my mom would have put into making all the sandwiches that went into the cooler and, you know, having to get all the ice ready and think of all the drinks and all that kind of stuff. But it happened. And now that I'm an adult with kids, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she put hours into this. And we were just like, 100%. Blah, blah, blah.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes being a husband is similar to that, but yeah. But I'm a pretty good husband at that. No, you're right though. Some you just don't realize how much they did for you until you have to do it for them or for your kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really
exactly.
mind boggling a bit.
I think for my station wagon entertainment, it was always a book. So I remember Archie comics a lot and Judy Blume and the Babysitter's Club. Like that's what I think of when we're driving. Yeah,
that's a cool memory. Yeah, that's true. And now, of course, I don't know, Brianna, but my kids, you know, they have their devices and they, you know, there was a period of time where we had the DVD player and we would charge the DVD player and they would watch, because God forbid, look outside the window for half an hour. it's a different world. I mean, they're pretty good. I'm being funny with them, but I remember it like so romantically, you know, and I know that it wasn't as beautiful and all that, but now that you're grown up and do you have somewhere that you want to take your kids? Do you want to take Brianna to? Is there somewhere that you kind of want to go with her or?
Well, before the pandemic, we were able to actually go to Bruce's Mill for the Maple Syrup Festival. So that was pretty cool, even though she was really young. So I would do that again when she was older, and then I can talk to her about, like, hey, we used to come here all the time, and that's the exact spot that we would try and get every week under that giant tree and that sort of thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. We talk all the time about places we would take her. Yeah. I think even Niagara Falls, I look forward to doing that. I think she'll get a kick out of it.
Absolutely.
How about the CN Tower?
CN Tower, for sure, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I think like 3 weeks before everything shut down, we took her to the aquarium downtown, and that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did she pet the what are they, the fish? No, they're not, they're like, the not eels, but they have, I don't know.
No, she would have been like two at the time. So I think she just kind of stared at them and, aw.
Yes, I know, it's a great age, eh?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I mean, I don't know, like, this is my 32nd COVID because I promised Simon I wouldn't do too much COVID talk. But like, she's how old is she now? 3.5 or?
Yeah, 3.
Yeah. Like half her life she spent in this like in this world. Like it's amazing. Like, it's mind blowing.
I know. And I worry about the impact of that, but
yeah,
we can keep it light for the show here.
Yeah. All we do is keep it light for this. but yeah, I know. Okay. I'm going to throw one at you. When Ruby turned 11, my daughter turned 11. It was what they call, it was her special birthday, her champagne birthday, because she was born on the 11th. And Amanda and she went on a, it's a new thing. I don't know, it was new to me. I didn't have anything on my 21st birthday when I turned 21 or whatever, on the 21st. But so they went to Paris and London. They went with my mother-in-law. So the three of them sort of went. And it was just a real amazing bonding experience. And it's really cool. I mean, like, you know, I watch Ruby is 13 now. So you really, you know, you get into this world where you start watching shows with your kids, but you're watching shows you want to watch as opposed to watching the shows that they want to watch. And it's a really, and then you start doing, and they're not your friends because obviously parenting is a different thing, but you want to spend time and you go on these adventures with them. So I feel like, is there a place that you envision Brianna at 15 or 13 or 16 that you would want two of you to go to?
Oh, wow. I think probably down to Nova Scotia, where my dad's family's from.
Right.
Actually, when I was pregnant with her, we were there, and it was pretty cool because it's like small town. It's neat to see like my last name on the signs of things, because in Ontario it's not a popular last name,
right?
But it would be like so-and-so Muse's convenience store, and you're like, ah, that's cool. And then there's a lot of history there for our family, so that would be kind of neat. And then what else? Even before she's 15, we've talked about taking her to Disneyland or Disney World, because neither of us have been there.
Oh, you've never been to Disney World? So I went, the first time I went was about 4 years ago. Like, we took the kids.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know, Amanda, I got swept up by it. I was the hardened sort of, well, I'm going to go there for the kids, but I'm not going to get caught up under this fake pretend plastic world of Mickey Mouse selling us his ears for $35. And then I got there, and I was totally immersed. I was totally into it. And I was like, oh, well, sure, let's spend $100 for breakfast so that man so that we can have a picture taken with a person pretending to be Snow White. Like, oh, yeah, I was all in for all of it.
Nice.
So, I would definitely – you don't have to – yeah, she'll – I guess, I don't know. The kids were 9 and 5, and I think it was special for them, but – especially for Ruby, because by the time you're 9, you remember stuff, and they talk a lot about wanting to go back. So,
okay, well, that's good to know.
We've
kind of talked about like what age would be good. Right now, she watches Mickey Mouse Clubhouse all the time, so I'm like, okay, she at least knows some of the characters, but she won't sit through any of the movies. I don't think it's a good time now, because like you said, she's not going to remember it anyway.
Yeah,
I'm thinking maybe 6 or 7.
Oh, that's awesome. Especially since you guys haven't been, it's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Do you know the first words Mickey Mouse ever said?
Oh, no.
I don't know. It's you can associate with hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. His first word was hot dog. He was selling.
Oh.
It was 1929. It was, I'm trying to remember it was right around Willie, but I think it was a little bit before that. And that was, he was selling hot dogs. And his first words were hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. And the cartoon that saved the cartoon saved the Walt Disney Company?
Which movie or like which
it actually wasn't
character?
A movie. It was a short, and it came in The Three Little Pigs.
Oh.
And it came out in 1933, and it was the first one that, because they were losing money hand over foot, and they were getting ready to just declare bankruptcy. And then so it's kind of cool. I don't know, I'm throwing out random trivia because it's just fun to talk to you, Amanda. Simon, do you have any questions for Amanda?
Well, there was something I was going to ask you, but let's see. Would you go back to where you were born?
I was born in Toronto, so I go there frequently.
Okay, from where your parents were born, would you go visit where your parents come from?
Yeah, my dad was born in Nova Scotia, so I would definitely go back there. I've been twice, and I've enjoyed it every time. And my mom was born in Toronto, so... What's interesting? Yeah, I know that. I do know that area. But a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I said a few, and then I realized I'm old, so it's probably 10 years ago. my dad and I did a tour of the area that they grew up in, because my parents didn't know each other, but my dad moved about 6 or 7 times while he was in Toronto, and I was always within a couple of blocks of where my mom grew up.
Wow.
But they didn't meet until they were in their, she was 19, I think he was 25, but so we did a tour of all of the houses that he lived in, plus the house that she was at, and I think it was maybe 3 years later, the house she was at was torn down for a development, So we took a whole bunch of photos and we kind of like explored the area. We went to restaurants that he remembered. And his dad had owned a fish and chip shop, so he showed me where that was. So that was pretty cool, actually.
That is so cool. Now, what part of Nova Scotia is your dad from? Like,
Pubnico. So it's south west. Kind of
southwest. Okay, so like, how close is it to Halifax? Let's say.
It's a couple hours.
A couple hours. My dad lived in Halifax for a few years, and so I did. You know, so we. And I had the good pleasure of going out there a few times and traveling to Peggy's Cove and going to Lunenburg. And it's beautiful there. Beautiful there.
Yeah.
It's one of the friendliest places I've ever been to. Like, crazy, like how friendly it is.
It's so
friendly, Simon. And this is maybe Halifax. I'm not sure if it's all across Nova Scotia, but that if you just, you don't even have to wait for a crosswalk. You can just go to the side of the road. And the cars see you, and they stop and let you cross. Don't do it on the highway,
yeah.
Simon. But I mean, like in the smaller streets, it's people are just so nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, is there a place that you want to like? Do you have a bucket list of places you want to visit?
I would go anywhere in Europe. I think I do want to do like a vacation on a beach somewhere at some point, but I think I would go to Europe first, probably. I don't know. Where would I start? England, maybe?
Nice. Yeah, Rose was saying England and Paris are the places she wants to go to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking Italy would be cool, too.
Oh, my God, Italy's so beautiful. I went there with Amanda for our anniversary. Mm-hmm. Venice is the... I don't know. Rome and Venice. I mean, we went to a few other places, but I don't know. It's just so beautiful. I really want to go to Greece. I've never been to Greece, and I think that would be amazing. Heck, if you go to Greece, Amanda, you can go to the beaches in Greece. So now you get your beach and your Europe fixed all at once.
Oh, there you go. That sounds fantastic.
I love it.
We were reminiscing. Gary, my partner, and I went to South Korea to visit family, and we ended up on a beach there, and it was
right.
A highlight of the trip as well. Apparently, we're beach people without realizing.
I know. Oh, makes me. We were talking before just how we are dedicating ourselves to going on adventures once COVID's done, because we have to go see the world, right?
Yeah,
don't wait for tomorrow to do. Don't wait for tomorrow. That's. I think that's kind of the theme of this evening. Is just go out and do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Amanda, even though it's only 8 o'clock in California, it's 11 o'clock here. So I imagine you probably have to get to bed. So thank you so much for letting us call you and sharing some of your childhood memories. Simon, is there anything to Amanda?
Well, I wish one day we can meet.
Yes, absolutely. Back in the club.
That would be so nice.
Yeah.
That would be so nice.
Yeah, we'll have a picnic.
Awesome. Well, give Brianna a hug and thank you again, and I'm sure we'll see you soon. Zoom.
Okay.
All right. All right. Have a
Take
good
care.
Night.
You
Bye.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So let me give Mirko a call. And then if he's not there, we'll chat for a bit, and we will call it a night. I'll go walk my dog. My dog has been sitting by my side for the last 40 minutes. Take me for a walk.
As long as he's quiet, he's not in a rush.
He knows he's going to get it. He just has to wait. But she's very good like that. All right, let's give Mr. Mirko a call. All right. And funny, Europe is a very popular place. I think a lot of people go to Europe. I don't blame them. It's beautiful. All right, I'm going to dial it. We may get an answering machine, in which case we'll just...
You have reached the voicemail box of...
All right. Well, can't call Mirko if you can't... Can't talk to him if you can't get a hold of him.
Well,
Next month is going to be a big month. So we'll chat about, survivor stories of living with a brain injury and overcoming incredible odds. So I think that'll be a full show, and I hope we have all listeners. I'm sorry that nobody called in. I guess people are in agreement with me that Canada is the best country in the world, and which is not a bad thing. And kind of cool, we learn about people coming from Jamaica and Israel and Portugal and Nova Scotia. We all come from all over the place, and it's great to be living together. So I guess, Simon, if you, unless you have something else you want to discuss, I guess we'll call it a night and let you get to sleep. And thank you for your, every month, man, you do better and better. Honestly, one of these days, one of these shows, I'm not going to even say it. I'm just going to say, hello, I'm Dave. Here's Simon. And then 2 hours later, I'm just going to say goodbye. Because you're getting better and better with questions. Some of those questions you asked were really awesome.
Well, it's from me watching various shows, how people communicate back and forth, especially if you watch Dr. Phil at 2 o'clock. He deals with people with various issues, almost like people with brain injury or mental abuse. There's always someone sort of needing special attention.
I hear you. Well, that's interesting. So you learned a lot of your skills on how to interview people from Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Well, I got to watch me some Dr. Phil so I can get better. I love it.
He sort of taught me how to deal with people with various disabilities that don't, it's like my skill level is trying to prevent people from being alone, needing programs and stuff, you know. So that's what got me into understanding my life and sort of making it a reality of what I want to do with my life.
I love it. Now, in the time we chatted away here, we have a phone call from the 337 area code. So let me say hello and see maybe they want to talk and tell us their favorite memories of summer, or maybe they're just listening. Let me see. Hello, area code 337. You're on the air with Simon and Dave. How are you doing?
Hello.
Well, they're on here, but I guess maybe they just wanted to listen. They don't want to talk, which is cool. I'll put them back. Okay. Well, Simon?
I guess we're done for tonight, Dave.
We're done, my friend. We will commiserate soon, and we'll plan this big radio show for the third Tuesday of June, and maybe we'll just get some really cool guests, and maybe we'll even go and do some advertising and let people know what's happening, because I think the June show is going to be real special, and I'm aiming to make it really special, and I know Simon, you are going to make special as well. So stay healthy. Hopefully, the next time we talk on this radio show, all indications show that we will be done with our sort of lockdown portion of the, and our numbers hopefully will be lower, and we'll be talking about opening up as opposed to closing down. That'll be fun. All right, Captain. Thank you for letting me come aboard your ship once more, and I'll talk to you soon.
I'm going to give you a call tomorrow, Dave, to sort of reminisce of what we're going to be talking about, for me to come up with questions.
I love it. Yes, next month it's going to be the Simon and Dave show, as opposed to, and Simon's taking the lead. I love it. Okay. Have a great night, buddy. All right, talk to you later.
You too. Bye.